Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.
Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bonds strong.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of the Q-munity, where we look for information and inspiration and what's going on in our world during COVID-19. Next door to us, last night I went over and I got myself a pizza, and you always go over there. Professor Joe's is over there. You've had to adapt. You've had to overcome. Pull that microphone up a little bit closer to you so you can so we can actually hear you. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know what? Very, very well. Professor Joe from Professor Joe's Sports Pub and Pizzeria is hanging out with us. So how long ago was it the governor said? I don't even remember. Do you remember when the governor
that
said?
That would have been the day before St. Patrick's Day.
So the 16th. So it's been a month.
It has indeed.
How has your world changed in the month since the governor sent the order down? I'm sure there was panic and freaking out. Now you've adjusted to it. Talk about the difference between a month ago till now.
Well, a month ago, we were primarily a dine-in establishment. We had events all through the week, from open mic on Tuesday nights, trivia on Wednesday and Friday nights, and we're selling, you know, beer, wine, and cocktails, and all of that has gone away.
And now you are?
We are a carryout and delivery establishment. And we're trying to figure out how that makes sense. We tried to figure out for the first couple of weeks. I think we've got a pretty good handle on what we are now.
From that time, I'm sure that the first couple days were scary as can be. You don't know what's going to do. What happened those first couple days? How much business did you even do at that point in time?
Oh, we had no idea what the lockdown order was going to look like for us, you know, whether people would be willing to come out and pick up pizzas or have them delivered to them. It was something that was relatively new for us. We'd always had a bit of carryout business, but it had been, you know, 10% of our business. And now we're going to try to turn that into 100% of our business. So we were very anxious about how that was going to go.
I'm sure. So where are you now, may I ask?
Well, we are doing enough to keep the doors open and the lights on. We can do that for the foreseeable future. It's taken a hit on the business. I mean, the bottom line has not been anywhere near what it was before, but we've been able to scale back our operations, scale back our costs, such that we can continue to do this indefinitely.
I know last night when I got my pizza, they said, we don't have any mushrooms. I went, well, that's okay. We don't need mushrooms on our pizza. But that was at closing time, so I'm sure they will be replenished. How many pizzas are you making a day over there?
We're making probably about 75 pizzas a day.
Okay.
We had a huge dinner rush yesterday from 5 to 6. I don't even know how many pizzas we made, but the board just filled up, and we had to keep our heads down until it was clear.
Do you find it amazing that some days people want your product and then other days it's like, what the heck happened?
The vagaries of the restaurant business are puzzling, and you will go nuts if you try to figure them out.
When it comes to the small business stuff, everything that was being done for small business, did you get to be a part of that, or did it shut down? What's your story with that? Because I know that PPP was a big deal with a lot of folks.
Well, we're experiencing what Americans all over the place are experiencing, is there's a program announced, there's applications, there's lag time. So we're still waiting for that stuff to come through.
How much of a pain was it to apply for it?
Really not that bad. You know, unlike the unemployment application system, the PPP application was fairly painless to go through. And while we don't know what the ultimate result of that will be, we didn't experience, you know, just the frustration that so many unemployed people went through trying to apply for unemployment, trying to get vouchers, trying to just get their application processed. That wasn't our case.
How do you feel about business today?
I am inspired. The downtown business community, our friends and neighbors here up and down Main Street, the staff that we have still working are just doing a great job. The customers who come in, everyone is so supportive of what Professor Joe's is doing and all the other small businesses downtown. It's really encouraging to see.
People want some pizza. People want some food. What's the best way to get some food from you?
So you can call the shop directly at 765-746-6271 and place your order either for carryout or delivery, or you can go through one of our corporate partners, either Uber Eats or SliceLife.com, or you we'll be introducing next week Grubhub.
Okay.
So there are lots of ways to get Professor Joe's pizza either from the shop or delivered to your door. And we just love to have you partake as much as you can.
Your guys were getting ready to shut down last night, and they actually made me a pizza right at closing time. They turned off the oven just a minute before, and they're like, oh, we'll turn it back on. So thank you for that. And by the way, one of the best book readers we've had. I need to have you come back
and
do a bedtime story. Professor Joe from Professor Joe's Sports Pub and Pizzeria right next door, stopping by here in the community.
Hi, I'm Kurt Watt with Reliable Insurance, reminding you that it's a beautiful day in Lafayette, Indiana.